耶稣圣名，我们继续末日时段。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue to study the last days.
我们从但以理书七十个期来看。
From the 72 weeks as from the book of Daniel.
我们又从主耶稣讲的教会时段来看。
From the 70 weeks, sorry, and then the period of church in the parables of Jesus.
那现在我们从启示录的契印来看。
Now from the seven seals of Revelation.
我们现在真教会走到哪一个时段了呢？
Which seal are we at for the true church?
请看启示录的第六章。
Revelation chapter 6.
我们大家都很熟悉第一印 到第四印的这四匹马，我们都很熟悉。
We are familiar with the four horses as found in the first to the fourth seal.
那第一印就是白马嘛。
The first seal is the white horse.
主耶稣骑着这个白马在出战。
Our Lord Jesus Christ riding on this white horse into battle.
而且胜了又要胜。
And conquering and conquer.
注意哦，不是败了又要败哦。
It's not to be defeat after defeat.
真教会是一定胜利的。
The true church must be conquering.
失败的是那些离开神的人。
Those who failed are those who left God.
失败的是那些不喜欢真理的人。
Those who failed are those who do not delight in the truth.
那些敬畏神的追求真理的，坚持真理的，他们一定是胜利的。
But those who fear God, who persist in the truth, they will be victorious.
他们是跟耶稣一起来得胜的。
They will be conquering together with Jesus.
甚至付出生命的代价也是愿意的。
Even they are willing to pay the price of their life.
因为主耶稣就是这样付出生命的。
Because it's how Lord Jesus Christ paid with his life.
得天国哪有这样简单，不用付出代价就得到呢？
Receiving a kingdom of heaven is not so easy just without a price.
我们的主为了得荣耀，为了 要成立救赎，他自己都要付出生命，
Lord,
我们却不用付出吗？
Our Lord, in order to be victorious, to fulfill salvation, he needs to pay his life. Don't we also need to pay a price?
那启示录呢？它有两个层面的解释。
So Revelation, we can explain from two planes.
那个书简呢？起初整个内容都是在那个小书简里面，整个内容都在书简。
So the whole content of Revelation is found in this little scroll.
那书简呢？起初说它外面有写作字，有很多预言，里面也写作很多字，也有很多预言。
So in Revelation, describe the scroll. On the outside, there are many words, many prophecies. On the inside of it, is also many prophecies and words.
意思说，外面写的是指外面世界在末日要发生的预言。
Outside of the scroll are things to do with the outside world, the things that happen in the world, prophecies.
那么里面所写的预言是指真教会内部里面的预言，内部要发生的事。
Written within the scroll is what will happen within the true Jesus Church.
那这四匹马呢？白马、红马、黑马、灰马呢？也有分世界的马。世界的解释以及在真教会里面的解释。
So these four horses, the white horse, the red horse, the black horse, and the pale horse, you can explain it from the perspective of the world.
无论以世界角度来解释都是正确的，没有错的。
Even you explain it from the perspective from the world, it's not wrong.
因为世界的局势正是这样。
Because this is what's happening in the world now.
但是还有个更重要的解释。
But there's also a more important thing.
那这四匹马是完全对真教会里面的内部来预言来发生的。
That these four horses are prophecies regarding what will happen within the true church, within the true church.
那今天我们就不再讲外面发那四匹马的事了。
Today we won't talk about what these four horses represent to the world.
我们完全讲真教会里面发生的事。
We emphasize solely on what will happen within the true church.
请注意这四匹马在真耶稣教会里面跑，在真耶稣教会里面跑。
So these four horses are running within the true church.
第一个是白马。
First is the white horse.
就是真教会的出现，直到世界末日。
The appearance of the true Jesus Church until the end of the world.
这白马就是真耶稣教会的建国时期、建国时代。
This is the establishment, the period of the establishment of the kingdom of the true Jesus.
真教会一出现就不停的战争，不停的战争，信仰的战争，属灵的战争，跟魔鬼的战争。
From the appearance of the true Jesus Church is battle after battles against the faith, against the devil.
你还记得吗？真耶稣教会1917年出现，世界出现什么？还记得吗
？Do you remember in the year 1917? The appearance of True Jesus Church, what was happening in the world?
圣灵建立真教会。
The Holy Spirit established the True Jesus Church.
1917.
In 1917.
共产党无神论叫你不要拜神，这个组织这个团体也在1917出现。
So the communists or atheists who asked not to worship God also appeared in 1917.
我忘记了，还有发生几件事情跟真教会有关系的。1917.
And a few other things also happened at the same time in the year 1917 that's to do with the church.
反正1917神建立教会，1917撒旦建立他的祭团，来对抗神，对抗真教会。
In 1917, God established his church. At the same time, the Satan established his own organizations against the church.
因为真教会是叫人家信神，敬拜独一真神。那个 共产呢是叫人家不要信神，不要敬拜神的。
Because the True Jesus Church asks people to believe in God, believing but the communists ask people not to believe in God.
这两个宗教、这两个信仰、这两个国度是在对立的，非常激烈的对应的，很清楚的对抗的。
So these two religions, these two faith, these two organizations are in contrast, are standing in opposition to one another.
所以，白马出现，一出现就是战争。
So the white horse appeared and began to battle.
哦。胜了又要胜
，but not conquering and conquer。
但这种战争当然不是血气的战争了。
Of course, this battle is not a battle of flesh。
哦，我们是抢救灵魂、救灵魂的战争。
It's a battle to save soul。
那就很清楚，不是跟人在战争了。
So it's very clear, who are we fighting against?
是跟撒旦在抢救灵魂。
It's fighting against the devil for souls。
那这个白马一直战争，一直作战，到什么时候呢
？So how long is this white horse fighting a battle?
请看19章。
Chapter 19.
19章一直打到19章，知道吗
？This battle continue until verse 19.
19章我们读11节到14节。
Chapter 19, verse 11 to verse 14.
从第六章一直战到19章。
So chapter 6, battle until chapter 19.
19章还没有停的哦。
And it's not ended yet.
1,
verse 11.
3, 我观看见天开了，有一匹白马，骑在马上的。称为诚信真实，他审判征战都按作公义，他的眼睛如火焰，他头上戴着许多冠冕，又有写作的名字，除了他自己没有人知道。他穿着溅了血的衣服，他的名称为神之道。在天上的众军骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又百又节跟随他，哦，好，这里我们看到许多信徒啊，都跟着主耶稣，哈，跟着这匹白马在出战，有没有
？So here we can see many believers following the white horse, our Lord Jesus Christ, into battle.
嗯，那天上的众军骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又百又节跟随主耶稣，有没有？天上的众军是指我们知道吗？指天上的国民信徒啊。
So、
得胜的信徒
talk about armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen. These are talking about us believers are in the kingdom of heaven.
因为我们不是属地上的军队啊。
Because we are not the army of the world.
地上的军队是属撒旦的。
Army of this world belongs to Satan.
我们是天上的军队，属神的，属灵的。
Armies of the kingdom of heaven, we are spiritual, belong to God.
白马出现是真教会出现的建国时期。
So appearance of white horse is the period of the establishment of the kingdom of heaven of the True Jesus Church.
到处建立神的教会。
We are establishing the church of God everywhere.
我们现在正在努力了。
And we are putting our effort now.
很可惜哈，教会派传道到最远的那个地局去，阿根廷去。
I was sent to the furthest Argentina in the other part of the world.
那个是圣经讲的地局了，从地理位置来讲，从地球的地图来讲都是地局了。
So from the geographical aspect, we can say that this is like the end of the world.
但很可惜，到现在四十多年还是一间真耶稣教会。
But I said to say after 40 over years down there, it's still only one church.
那边有整千超过一千位的信徒在那边。
They have over 1,000 members there.
他们不愿意再分散。
But they are not willing to branch out.
这个我已经讲过了。
I said this before.
我已经在他们那边的讲道上讲过了。
I've also spoken sermons over there.
希望那些关心的西半球的能够推他们一把，建立更多的教会。
Hoping the Western Hemisphere will help them to branch out.
因为这个是在白马时期啊，真教会是就在白马时期啊。
The True Jesus Church is the period of the white horse.
跟着主耶稣出战，到处建立教会，荣耀神的名啊。
For Lord Jesus Christ into wars to establish churches to glorify His name.
到处去抢救灵魂，让更多人得救呀。
To save souls everywhere that more can be saved.
我说，如果你们要分设教会
，If you want to branch out to churches,
我一定会留下来。
I will stay back.
三年五年都没问题。
Even 3 years, 5 years, I'm willing.
这是传道的精神嘛
？This is my spirit.
这是很荣耀的工作，很有价值的工作。
This is glorious and valuable work.
他们回答传道，我们不需要。
But they replied, "We do not need to."
亏欠神的恩典。
They have fallen short the grace of God.
好，再来那个进入到红马时期。
By the period, here the period of the red horse.
红马时期是关教真教会什么事情呢
？So what does this have to do with True Jesus Church?
红马时期就是教会里面的冲突时期。
The period of strife and dissension within the church.
嗯，因为有一把大刀赐给他，那互相那个使人彼此相杀，失去和平。
So, a great sword was given to him, and he, a man will slay one another, having no peace.
你看了你会吓到一跳。
When you read this, you will be shocked.
这不是在讲世界的那些斗争啊、战争啊、那些政治，不是哦。
This is not talking about the battle, the wars, the politics in the world.
我已经讲了，我不再讲世界。如果要用世界讲，当然是这样，当然是红马。
If you look at the perspective of the world, of course, this is what the red horse is representing.
但是我们现在讲了真教会里面的事情。
But now we are talking about from the perspective of within the church.
那个小书简里面写着里面的事情就是真教会。
The things within are written within the little scroll.
真教会里面有一匹红马。
So within the true church will be a district horse.
它的出现不断让我们信徒跟长子、长子跟传道、传道跟传道之间，甚至人之间不断的冲突，自己在冲突。
The appearance bring about conflicts between the believers and the church, the workers and to be workers.
很简单嘛，传道刚才讲的那些事情，人家恨传道的、讨厌传道的，请问这是不是个冲突？
So just
在教会里面是不是个冲突？跟传道冲突。
Simple examples just now when we talk about the believers against the preachers, isn't this conflicts within the church?
那是不是传道跟他们有冲突？
Is it the preacher having conflicts with them?
这个就是红马呀。
This is the red horse.
冲突的是免不了了。
There are definitely conflicts.
就是看谁站在神那边，站在真理那边。
So the matter is who is standing on the side of God and the side of truth.
我们站在神的旨意上的，按照神的旨意带领教，我们一定不退让的。
So
一退让，我们就失败了。就魔鬼得胜呢。
We stand on the side of God. We cannot retreat because when we retreat, the devil will win.
那对方又一直在攻击你。
But the other side continues to attack.
一直在搞手段、搞动作。
Continue to use schemes and things.
那这个冲突在教就没完没了的呀。
To cause conflicts within the church, so the conflict.
最好这个传道不要来这里了，这么乱，最好他消失了。
So they say best the preacher don't come here because when he come, there are so much conflicts.
如果是这样
，If this is the case,
基本上那个传道人被你们杀掉
，Then the preacher has been slain by you.
因为他不能够来这里讲道理。
Because he's no longer able to come here to speak.
这个是叫做启示录说的被杀，传道人被杀。
This is what it means Revelation when the witness has been slain.
一个传道人不能够在奉主的名讲真理的时候。来救灵魂的时候，来警告信徒的时候，他基本上他已经被杀，他已经失去他的功用。
Is no longer able to speak the truth to save soul, to save the believers, then he's no longer able, he's likened to be slain because he's no longer any function.
所以这个冲突呢，一直到传道人被杀为止。
So this conflict continue until the preacher has been slain.
这是很严重、很可怕的预言。
And this is a prophecy that's very frightening.
传道人会死在自己的教会里面。
And the preacher will die within the church.
会被教会里面的一些恶者一些山羊来对付。
The preacher will be will be attacked within the church by the ghosts, by the evil ones.
来对付我们不是。
It's not the outside people, but within the church.
一直对付到第十一章。
Until chapter 11.
十一章我们看七节到十节。
Chapter 11 verse 7 to verse 10.
来一三，他们做完见证的时候，那从屋底坑上来的兽必与他们交战。并且得胜，把他们杀了，他们的尸首就倒在大城里的街上。这城按作灵邑，叫索多玛，又叫埃及，就是他们的主钉十字架之处。从各民、各族、各国中，有人观看他们的尸首三天半，又不惜把尸首放在坟墓里。住在地上的人，请注意咯，就为他们欢喜快乐，互相馈送礼物。为什么？因为这两位先知曾叫住在地上的人受痛苦。当传道人被杀的时候
，So when the witnesses and preachers have been killed，
这里说住在地上的人高兴啊。
Those who are on who dwell on earth, they celebrate.
高兴到啊，庆祝，互相送礼物。这个传道人死掉了，好啊，死得好啊。
They celebrate and they send gifts to one another. They say it's good that this prophet died.
为什么住在地上人这么高兴，传道人被杀呢？为什么
？So why are these people down on earth so happy that the preacher
died? 主耶稣又把答案讲出来。
So Jesus has given the answer.
主耶稣说，因为这两位先知，这两位传道人曾叫住在地上的人痛苦啊。
Because these two prophets or these two preachers have tormented these who dwell on earth.
为什么会叫这些住地上人痛苦呢
？Because why did they torment those who dwell on earth?
因为这些传道人讲道的时候，口中出火，会烧他们。
Because these preachers, when they speak, their words burn these people.
他的话里面，他的道里面是火来的，是带着审判的。
The truth, the words they speak is like fire.
不是跟你好来好去，不是跟你要绑住你，绝对不是的呀。
It's not to be friend with you or to lift you up.
那就是口中出火咯。
This is what it means, fire from the mouth.
看第五节
，verse five.
若有人想要害他们，怎么样？就有火从他们的口中出来， 杀灭这些仇敌。
If anyone,
凡想要这样害他们的，都这样被杀。
If anyone wants to harm them, fire flows out of their mouth, devours enemies. If anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this way.
所以有一些道理听了人家很不高兴嘛，是吗？
So some sermons, people when they hear this, they are not happy.
他被火烧了。
They have been burned by the fire.
这个传道人口中正在出火了。
This the mouth of the preacher is coming out fire.
他还不能够做什么呀？
But they can do nothing.
他也不能做什么呀？
What can they do?
可是他恨在心里呀。
But they have hatred in their heart.
好，然后有一天这个传道人被杀了。
So one day when this preacher is killed,
他们高兴了。
They rejoice.
高兴到庆祝，互相送礼物。
To the point of celebration and giving gifts to one another.
因为没有人在骂他们。
Because no one is tormenting them.
没有火在烧他们。
No more fire is burning them.
他们听起道理来很舒服的。
So the sermons now they hear is very nice.
不是叫他们悔改，不是叫他们认罪的。悔改认罪是痛苦的，知道吗？
Not asking them to repent and to confess their sin because this is hard to do.
那个是自己责备自己的，知道吗？
Because you have to rebuke your own self.
他现在没有这种些，没有这样的传道人了。
But so there are no such preachers anymore.
高兴哦。
So they are rejoicing.
这是主耶稣启示的。
So this was what our Lord Jesus Christ revealed.
这种情况呢，在真教会不断的会发生。
Such a situation continues to occur within the true church.
这就是红马出现，红马时期。
So this is the appearance of the red horse, the period of the red horse.
是真教会里面的冲突。
The conflicts within the church.
原来也不是我们做什么坏事，做什么恶事，不是。
It's not that we have done anything wrong or evil.
是因为讲神的话。
It's because we speak the word of God.
要信徒悔改认罪。
Asking the believers to repent and to confess their sin.
他们不愿意，不听这种道理。
They are not willing. They are not willing to listen.
你会不会把传道人杀掉呢？
Will we slay the preacher?
我相信你不敢啊。
I believe we do not dare.
但是你会心里高兴，我想你会的。
But you might rejoice in your heart, this might happen.
好，我们进入到黑马时期。
The period of the black horse.
黑马时期，真教会会发生什么呢？
What will happen in the true church when the black horse appears?
请注意，这个时期叫做真教会的饥荒时期。
Take note, this is a period of famine within the true church.
真教会怎么会饥荒呢？
Why would there be famine within the true church?
因为都充满满有圣灵，有油，有粮食，有生命的粮，都是满满的呀。
Because the true church should be filled with the spirit, filled with oil, filled with the word of God, filled with this bread.
但是当黑马出现在真教会的时候，真教会进入到真理的饥荒时期，包括圣灵的饥荒时期。
When the black horse appear, the true church enter into a period of famine with the truth and even with the Holy Spirit.
这个是有原因的。
There is a reason for this.
因为前面一直在冲突。
Because conflicts continue to occur before this.
一直拒绝这样的传道人，拒绝这样的道理。
We reject such preachers, such teachers.
没有啊，所以就没有人再敢讲真话了。
So no one dare to preach the truth anymore.
就讲好听的话。
Only speak words are good to the ears.
好听的话听起来很舒服的。
Words good to the ears are very comforting.
而且好听的话呢，不是真实的话来的。
But these good words good to the ear are not true.
真实的会让你痛苦的，让你丢脸的。
Because the truth brings about pain and
真实的会让你会发怒的。
Pain and anger within us.
那谁还要讲呢？
So who would want to say this?
都被杀了。
Because they have been slain.
都被对付了。
They have been attacked.
你不能够高高在上，上到总会去了。
You can no longer go up to
be chosen to be the. 要做负责人，门都没啊。
You can no longer be chosen to be in charge of general assembly.
可是那些很荣耀的，你知道吗？
But those are positions that are so called glorious.
你做传道做到将要退休了，你什么都不是啊。
You are
你还是一个普通传道人呢、啊。
Until you are about to retire, you are nothing. You are just a preacher.
如果你也骄傲，你也想要这个荣耀。
If you become proud and you want such glory,
是很痛苦呢。
Wouldn't you be in pain?
那小的我十几岁了都上去，不断的上去了。
You say yes, those who are younger than me, they have been chosen.
那你做什么传道人呢？你做什么榜样呢？
Then what type of preacher you are? What example you are?
所以谁还要讲这种道理？
So who you still want to speak such sermon?
自然的真理就越来越少，真实的道理越来越少，不是没有。越来越少。
So naturally, such a sermon, such truth become less and less. It's not don't have.
还是有的，但是很少了。
It still exists, but it's much less.
因为真教会不可能连一点油都没有的。
Because the true church would not be without oil.
所以这里说呢，看第六节。
Verse six.
我听见师父中师父有声说，一钱银子卖一升麦子，一钱银子买三升大麦，油和酒不可糟蹋。还是有油的，还是有酒的。
So there's still oil and there's still the wine.
还是有麦子的。
There's still the wheat.
但是很少。
But it's very much few.
很珍贵了。
It's very precious.
所以你不可以糟蹋油、酒跟这些麦，你不要糟蹋，因为太越来越少了。
So do not damage or harm this oil and wine, for they are getting less and less.
你现在不是看到了？现在圣灵大大充满教会，还是圣灵越来越少充满教会的？你自己去看吧。
So we can observe ourselves: is the Holy Spirit filling the church greatly, or is it getting less and less?
讲真理的道理越来越多，还是越来越少？你自己去分析吧。
The Spirit of Truth, the truth is spoken more and more, or is it less and less?
讲好听道理是多呢，还是讲那些圣洁的道理多呢？你自己去分析吧。
Or just sermons that are nice to listen is more, or the sermons that are about that's about holy truth is more. You can discern for yourself.
一分析就清清楚楚。
When we discern for ourselves, it's very clear.
所以酒跟油很少，
so、the oil,
但你要珍惜，你真的要珍惜，感谢神。
The oil and the wine are very little, so much cherish it.
真教会还听到这样的讲道，这样的传道人还在。你要珍惜。
So you can still hear such sermons, such preachers around, you must cherish.
因为真的会越来越少的，真的越来越少。
You become less and less.
我不好意思讲太深入。
I'm embarrassed to go too deep into this.
你看我们的组织，世界联合的组织。
Look at our organization, our international organization.
里面被选进去的人，我们都担心，有一些都是我们很担心的人。
So those who are chosen inside are quite worrying characters.
但是越来越高，越来越受重用，越来越多人支持。
But they are getting higher and higher position, more people supporting them.
我这样讲会造成教会大地震的，爆炸的，我跟你讲。
When I say this will cause great vibrate tremors within the church.
但是你敬畏神的人，你明白的人，你真的是真的会发现到真的是这样。
But when you fear God and if you understand, you truly acknowledge this.
所以我才会说油和酒还是有的，但是会越来越少。
So that's why I say oil and wine is getting less, but still there.
忠心的工人会有的，但是都不断的被杀被对付。
The faithful workers
are
still there, but they have been attacked and slain.
当然，我们也不是想要上去。
They are not able to go into chosen to be dispositions. We do not also want
it. 如果上面的人都是会搞手段的人，那怎么带领真教会呢？
If even if you are chosen,
怎么真正是带领真耶稣教会呢？
If those people around you are scheming, how are you able to lead the church?
你都明哲保身。你怎么样勇敢的来传讲真理呢？坚持真理呢
？When you're there, you're just trying to protect yourself. Then how are you able to protect the truth?
那真教会并不是缺少油跟缺少这个麦，都不是。
The true church does not lack in wheat or oil.
那个问题在哪里
？So where lies the problem?
问题在阿摩斯书第八章。
The problem it can be found in the book of Amos chapter 8.
请看阿摩斯书的第八章。
Amos chapter 8.
他这节圣经就解释黑马为什么出现在真教会的时候 会发生饥荒。
Yes, this verse will explain why when the black horse appears in a true church, there will be a famine.
看到了吗？阿摩书十八章看到了吗
？Amos 8, can we see there?
我们来读第十一节。
Verse 11.
一二三，主耶和华说：“日子将到。”我必命饥荒降在地上，人饥饿，非因无饼；干渴，非因无水，乃因不听神的话。真耶稣教会哪里会有饥饿呢？这里都是满满丰丰富富的灵粮。
真耶稣教会 not have famine because it's filled with wheat and oil.
真耶稣教会怎么会干渴没有水呢？圣灵就是生命的河水，怎么会干渴呢
？How would there be thirst for water? Because the water is the Holy Spirit.
如果真教会没有圣灵，没有灵粮，那你不用去其他教会了。
If the
whole 但已经没有其他教会有这么丰富的灵粮了。
If the true church does not have this bread and this water, you do not need to go to other churches. There will be even worse.
Because 真理跟圣灵都在真教会里面呢。
Because the truth and Holy Spirit is found within the church.
但为什么还会有黑马出现？
But why is that appearance of the black horse?
黑马出现就是饥荒啊。
When the black horse appears, it's the famine.
缺少饼，缺少水啊。
Lacking in bread and water.
答案说不是缺少饼，缺少水，是他们不听神的话。
The answer is not because they're lacking in bread or water, it's rather because they lack.
今天的工人也不敢讲神的话。
Lack hearing the word of God, the workers do not dare to speak the word of God.
不敢讲神的话，因为太爱惜自己，想要往上爬。
They do not want to speak the word of God because they love themselves and to go higher.
不想得罪上面的人。
They do not want to offend people and higher
positions. 得罪上面的我怎样上哦？
If they offend them, how do I climb this position?
在我 的侍奉当中
，in my service,
有一个长者的爱惜我。
There is this
president who
He was once in charge of the international assembly.
他好好的跟我讲。
He said to me,
他说永国。
He said, Daniel,
你要上去一定要得到人家的祝福。你要让人家祝福你。
If you want to gain this position, you must have the blessings of others.
你自己去分析这句话是什么意思。
So if you go and analyze what that is.
当面的人要得到他们的祝福。
Those who want to climb must be blessed, receive the blessings of these people.
你敢得罪他们？你敢讲他们的错吗？
Will you dare to offend them? Do you dare to say they're wrong?
更何况我们也没有讲谁错呀。
How much
只是按道理讲而已啊。
We have not said, point out they are wrong. We are just speaking according to truth.
有听过传道在讲某某人、某某党政、某某传道某，有这样讲吗？没有这样讲道理。
Have you heard me saying the names of people? I have not.
有就说我们要圣洁，我们要悔改，我们要谦卑，我们要怎么样怎么样，就是这样而已啊。
I say is we must be holy, we must repent, we must return.
黑马出现在真教会。
So the black horse appears in the true church.
是因不听神的。
It's because they do not listen to the word of God.
因为神的话稀少，因为跟红马出现有关系，因为红马一直冲突，大家都累了，大家都不想冲突了，所以造成神的话更加少，它一定是有关联的。
So the word of God is getting less and less spoken, less and less, because of the conflicts with the appearance of red horse.
所以你注意哦，黑马出现前，前面是红马冲突。不断冲突，才造成黑马出现。
So the appearance of the black horse is after the red horse, where there are much strife and contention.
那如果红马也出现了，黑马也再出现了，那再来还有什么马要出现呢
？So after the red horse and the black horse, which horse will appear?
如果这两只马没有解决，没有被赶出去，仍然在教会活动，那后果一定进入到第四匹马，那是死亡。
Two horses are not cast out, not resolved, then the end will be the fourth horse, and that's death.
因为第四匹马出现的时候，灰马出现的时候就是死亡了。
So because
this fourth horse, 这个教会腐烂了，已经没得救了，腐烂了。
It's the pale horse when he appears is death, and there's corruption in the church. He cannot be saved.
你个人的信仰，你自己的信仰已经腐烂了。
Their own personal faith is now corrupted and
已经救不到了的。
No longer can be saved.
进入到第四马的时候，已经救不到的。
So by the fourth seal, it's no longer able to be saved.
要救的时候，第红马出现，黑马出现还可以救。
If you want to save it by the appearance of red horse and black horse, you still can do so.
为什么说没有得救呢
？Why do I say it's too late to be saved?
因为出现，它的名字叫做死。
Because this pale horse, who sat on it, the name is death.
有阴间跟着他，阴间就是收死人的地方，收死的，他来收死的，收灵魂啊，收死亡。
And Hades was following him, and Hades is where the dead people are kept.
这第四印是真教会的野兽时期。
And this is the period of wild beasts within the church.
腐败时期，死亡的时期。
The period of corruption, the period of death.
我再重复，第四印是真教会的野兽时期。
The period, I repeat, this is the period of the wild beasts of the true church.
都变野兽了。
Many workers have become wild beasts.
是又懒又恶的仆人。
They are lazy and evil.
而且他们掌控权力，他们管理教会。
And they control the power. They control the church.
就像使徒教会这样
，Just like the Apostolic Church。
如果那个掌控教会的那些领导人、那些长老、执事是很忠心的，教会怎么可能腐败
？So those
教会不可能腐败的。
If the leaders of the organization, if they are faithful and loyal, then the church will not be corrupted, because this will not allow this to happen.
教会会腐败、会变质、会堕落，是因为领导层的带领，那帮人都是堕落的。
So for the church to go corrupted, to go rotten, is because the leaders they are corrupted.
所以我说，越来越担心的问题。
So this is why I say it's more and more worrisome.
而且绝对会越来越少听到这样的话了，越来越少。
It'll be less and less that we hear such words.
因为已经预言。
Because it has been prophesied.
如果红马不处理，那个黑马不解决。
if they do not deal with the black horse.
跟你说，一直继续下去就是死亡出现的，一定是这样。
Continues from this is the period of pale horse death.
那些忠心的信徒会更痛苦了。The
faithful believers will be more in pain.
有一些受不了的离开教会。
Some who do not endure, cannot endure anymore, they leave the church.
什么真耶稣教会，什么得救会，他们已经灰心了，已经不看了。
They have lost their heart. They're disappointed. They do not want to come anymore.
一定会有这样的事。
So this will definitely occur.
教会腐败。
The corruption within the church.
都是野兽。
All these are wild beasts.
我们读一下七节到八节。
Verse 7, verse 8. Let's read together.
三, 揭开第四印的时候, 我听见第四个活物说, 你来, 我就观看, 见有一匹灰色马, 骑在马上的, 名字叫做死, 鹰斧也随着他, 有权柄赐给他们, 可以用刀剑, 饥荒, 瘟疫, 野兽, 杀害地上四分之一的人。这样我们做个简单的这个一个结论。
So with a simple summary for this,
白马出现是真耶稣教会建国时期, 建立教会的时期。
The presence of white horse is the period of the establishment of true Jesus church,
一直到世界末日,
until the end of the world.
进入到红马时代是真教会的冲突时期。
Period of red horse is the period of conflicts and strife within the true Jesus church.
不断的冲突。
This continuous conflict.
那冲突太多了, 已经, 到一个地步了, 就进入到黑马时代。
When there are much conflicts, they will bring into the period of the black horse.
那油跟酒很缺乏。
So they'll be lacking oil and wine.
大家都不再讲, 不要再讲真道, 也不要再得罪人了。
People no longer want to speak the truth to offend others.
讲好好听的, 大家好来好去的话了。
They speak words that's pleasing to the ear.
这样, 真理跟油的工作, 圣灵的工作就越来越少。
Then the work of the Holy Spirit, the work of oil and wine,
will
be filled with the will of man.
那这样的结果如果继续严重,
and
没有解决,
if this is not resolved, continue to grow on,
就进入到野兽真教会里面的野兽时代,
enter into the period of the wild beasts within the true church.
那些恶人凶恶的仆人在带领教会管理真教会,
so these evil servants are now leading the church.
那肯定是死亡,
and death will follow.
这就是 怎么会认识世界呢？我们末日时段呢？这个认识世界还没讲。
So this sermon is still about the last days. We are not into second, have not entered into the second thing.
还是在末日时段。
We are still in the last days.
可能那个管的人说你好下台的啦，要讲这个的啦，可能他是这个意思啦。没关系啦，这些道理都这么重要。
These are important teachings.
还是要有人来讲。
There still must be people to speak about this.
听了也很难过，是不是？
And we hear this, we feel very sad.
真教会进入到野兽时代，野兽那些恶人来管理教会。
Through the church, enter into the period of wild beasts, the evil people leading the church.
想都不敢想。
We do not even dare to imagine.
肯定嘛，不断冲突，又进到黑马、红马、黑马，又不改善、不悔改，你肯定就是这样的。
So the conflicts are the period of red horse and then the period of black horse. If you do not change and return, then this will be the state.
好，那进入到第五印
，the fifth seal.
第五印呢？ 那就是许多圣徒、那些忠心的仆人被杀的意象。
The vision of many faithful believers or workers have been killed.
就是刚才我们看的。 12章的11节了。
Just now, chapter 12, verse 1 that we have read.
我们看12章11节。
Verse 11, sorry. Chapter 12, verse 11.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽自已死，他们宁愿死，也不爱惜自己的性命，也不离开神的道。他们宁愿死。
So they'd rather choose death.
所以这个时候呢，就是揭开第五印，很多忠心的圣徒，包括仆忠心的仆人，他们都被杀，他们都死。So
this is the period of the fifth seal where many faithful workers and believers they rather face death and die.
你最多可以杀害我的生命
，the most you can harm my physical life.
不能杀害我的灵
，but you can't harm my soul.
你可以羞辱我的肉体
，you can shame my physical body.
你羞辱不到我圣洁的灵
，but you can't shame my soul, which is holy.
因为我对神没有改变过，没有动摇过
，because I've never changed towards God. I've not my faith never shaken.
没有对不起我的神，没有对不起真理
，I've not done anything wrong against God or against the truth.
那你就付出代价了。
Now you have to pay the price.
因此到第五印的时候，就许多 被杀的灵魂喊冤啊，求神替他们伸冤啊。
So by the fifth seal, many of these martyrs, they cry out to the Lord, for a vengeance.
不知道你看到这第五印的时候，在教会里面你有什么感想
？So when you see this fifth seal within the church, what are your thoughts?
神也没有特别保护他们哦，没有，都被杀。
It seems God did not specially protect them; they were all slain.
那看到一个一个被杀了，那你还要做忠心仆人吗？倒不如加入他们的祭团吧。
One after another being slain, are you still willing to be faithful?
而且有大家有位做，有位大家分来分去，还有机会上去。
And they are positions.
大家有名位有地位吧。
Their positions and fame and glory to be given out. Don't you want it as well?
所以叫做喊冤，很冤枉。
So they are calling out for a vengeance.
但这在喊冤呢，是不是神马上跟他们伸冤呢
？But when they cry out with a loud voice, did God avenge them straight away?
看第十节
，verse ten in chapter six.
请读第十节
，chapter six, verse ten.
三，大声喊着说。圣洁真实的主啊，你不审判住在地上的人，给我们生流血的冤要到几时呢？于是有百一赐给他们个人，又有话对他们说，还要安息片时了，等着一同做仆人的和他们的弟兄，也向他们被杀满足了数目。我的天哪，这些忠心仆人被杀的有一个数目的，主耶稣说还没有满，还有人要被杀，
so、
还有人要受苦。
So there's a number to the number of faithful workers that be killed. So they are not finished, so they continue to suffer.
等这些忠心仆人、忠心信徒哈、哦，杀够了，满足了数目了，主耶稣就替我们伸冤。
So when number of these faithful servants and brethren have been killed, then God will avenge them.
那谁杀他们呢
？So who is the one slaying them?
请注意这个第十节说。审判住在地上的人，求神审判那些住在地上的人。
So verse 10, he says, ask God to judge those who dwell on the earth.
你以为是世界上的人吗
？Does this refer to the people of the outside world?
没错，世上的人确实是住在地上的，他们不是住在天上的。
And here they're talking about the people dwell, those who dwell on the earth are people living on earth, not in heaven.
但现在这里说，真教会里面有一般住在地上的人，他们不是属天上的人。
But now we are talking about within the true church, there are those who dwell on earth, they do not belong to heaven.
就是这些属地上的人、属世的人，他们对付传道人的，对付那些讲真理的人，他们很讨厌的。
And these are the
people. 他们不接受的。
Within the church who dwell on earth, they are the one attacking the faithful workers, the faithful preachers, and they do not want to listen to the truth.
这些叫做住在地上的，他们不是住在天上。
This is what you mean. Those who dwell on earth, not dwelling in heaven.
因为他们所行所做都抵挡真理啊，拒绝真理啊。
Because what they do is opposing and rejecting truth.
甚至行恶事啊。
They even do evil.
他们的行为就像住在地上的人这样，那些世上的人一样啊。
Actions,
如果住在天上，他们不会这样做的，绝对不会这样做的。
Their actions are like those who dwell on earth. If they are in heaven, they will not do this.、
所以你看启示录说住在地上的人的时候，不是单单指外面哦，是指里面哦。
So when you read,
指外面也更是指里面也有。
If you read Revelation, this term "dwell on the earth" it may refer to outsiders, but it's also referring to those within the church as well.
好，那个是进入到喊冤的阶段了，时段了。
So the period of crying out for a vengeance.
那这考验我们的信心跟忠心了，老实讲，考验你的忠心了。
A period to test our faith and loyalty。
你是爱惜自己还是爱护真理了
？Do we love ourselves more or do we love the truth more？
你想要高高在上啊，大家都捧着你啊，上去啊，还是宁愿放弃这些？
Do you want to be lifted high and to praise by others, or you rather give up all these things？
我只愿意做一个普通的传道人。
That you are willing just to be a normal worker。
我只愿意做一个爱主的平信徒、平凡信徒，但是很爱主的。
Normal believer who truly love the Lord.
什么地位，什么职
，whatever positions you do not long for.
到后来就是这样分出来。
At the end, this will be how it's separated.
如果你想也要在上面呢
，if you want to be in high positions,
你就不能够忠心到底。
Then you won't be able to be faithful to the end.
因为他们不接受你
，because you will not be accepted.
不是你不想忠心，是他们没办法接受你的忠心。
It's not that you do not want to be faithful, but they do not accept your faithfulness.
好，那么又进入到第六印。
Six seal.
第六印就是世界末日。
Six seal is the end of the world.
我们来看这个第六章吗
？Chapter six.
12节到14节。
Verse 12 to verse 14.
基本上到第六印就世界末日。
By the sixth seal is the end of the world.
一二三
read together.
揭开第六印的时候，我又看见地大震动，日头变黑像毛布，满月变红像雪，天上的星辰坠落于地，如同无花果树被大风摇动，落下未熟的果汁一样。天就挪移，好像书简被捡起来，山岭海岛都被挪移离开本位。这里是讲世界的真实的世界的世界末日。
Here is the physical world, the end of the world.
因为天上星辰都堕落了，地大震动了。
Because even the stars and the sky fell to earth, there was this great earthquake.
那如果要从真教会来看，内部来看
，But from the perspective of within the true church,
这个是真教会里面的大地震。
This is a great earthquake within the true church.
天上的星辰，那些本来属天上的、属神的星辰都坠落，那些工人都跌倒。跌下来了，从天上跌下来。
So the stars of the sky, the workers belonging to God, has now fallen.
真教会发生了好几次的大震动、大地震。
So in the true Jesus Church, there have been the previous term earthquakes.
不知道大家有没有注意到
？I do not know whether you have taken note of this.
我相信还有更大的地震要跟着来。
I believe there will be greater earthquakes that will come.
几年前最大的地震就是那个姓杨的那个工人。
Few years ago, a great earthquake was this worker by the surname Yang.
他在鼓吹那个魔鬼论
，His theory of the self-existence of the devil.
那也是造成教会的大地震。
It caused a great tremor, earthquake.
所谓大地震，是因为它不只是关系到某个教会，它是全球这些教会都受影响。
Not only affected one church, it affected church globally.
也算是一个是一种地震呐。
And this is a earthquake.
但我还感觉到不是很大的地震。
But to me, that was still not a great.
是很大地震的，但是还没有到这种很大很大的地震。
It was a great earthquake, but it was a big earthquake, but not the greatest.
因为现在的真教会还是稳稳的，还是很稳固的。
Because the true church even until now is still very stable.
但是却震动了一些人，一些教会是有被震动。
Some members and some churches have been shaken. Yes.
但我发现到跟着来的大地震正在酝酿着，正在进行着另一个大地震。
But what I take note of another great earthquake that's happening or about to happen.
会比那个魔鬼论的地震来的更可怕。
It will be even more frightening than this theory of the self-existence of the devil.
你注意看魔鬼论哦，没有一个总会支持他，没有一个总。
Take note of this theory of the devil. Not one general assembly supported this theory.
是有个人啊，长老、执事、传道、信徒支持他。也有长老支持啊。
Individuals, there are elders or preachers by support.
但是所有我们全世界的真教的总会没有一个总会支持他的。
But none of the general assemblies of the world accepted such a theory.
但最近发生的事。
But the recent methods.
已经有好几个总会支持这样的论这样的情况。
But there are some general assemblies who support this different theory.
有几个总会不赞成。
There are few other general assemblies who don't accept.
赞成跟不赞成在对立。
And these two sides are facing one another.
你关心教会的事，你就知道传道在讲什么。
If you concern yourself with the matters of church, you understand what I'm talking about.
这个事情比那魔鬼论的震动会更可怕、更大。
And this earthquake will cause a greater earthquake than the theory of the devil.
因为这个关系到总会跟总会的对立。
Because now general assemblies against general assemblies.
所以事情太严重了，那个开会的主席说不要再谈了。
Such a serious matter, even the chairman of the meeting says, we shall conclude here, now it's not discussed anymore.
现在争论的都是用原文来争论的。
And now their arguments are all done with original language.
动不动就讲原文，不是讲真理的。
They talk about original language, no longer the truth.
似乎原文代替了真理，原文就是真理了。
As if the original language has replaced the truth.
请问原文是真理吗？
Is the original language the truth?
这个迷惑更大，这个冲突会更大。
So this deceit you and this conflict will be greater.
也有几个人很骄傲的说：“你们不懂原文，你掂掂，你不懂原文，不懂原文就不懂真理，不懂圣经。”
So there are some who are arrogant who said you do not know the original language, so you keep quiet.
多骄傲，多狂傲的话。
such arrogant words.
那我们真耶稣教会是怎样建立起来的？真耶稣教会有哪一个是懂原文的？在一百年里面，请问哪一个是懂原文的
？Was the true church established? How early workers? How many of them know the original language?
当初一百年前的那张巴拿巴、那个卫保罗、那些张灵孙、那些建立教会的洗礼啊、圣餐啊，那些真理是从哪里来的？没有不懂原文的哦。
So the truth as preached by early workers are Barnabas, John, Paul, Wei, and Zhang Lingshen. They do not know the original language.
你没有受过正统神学训练都没有的呀。
They have not been trained formally in theology. 真
教会是靠原文建立的吗
？Was the true church established with the original language?
真教会是研究，这真理是研究出来还是圣灵启示？现在是研究出来的，研究的哦。
Was the truth researched, or the truth revealed?
我想现在如果再继续下去，这个原文的问题。是拯救的另一个大地震，比魔鬼论更可怕的地震。
I believe if this phenomenon continues on, this will be a greater earthquake than the theory of the devil.
所以，我们起初哈做见证洗礼时候有三嘛，做见证的有三个嘛，就是圣灵、水跟血嘛，是吧？约翰一书五章那个第八节。
In First John chapter five verse eight, we say that in baptism there are three that testifies.
我们也常常用这节来跟外教会的人来辩论呢。
And we often use this verse in our discussion with the other denominations.
我们基督有灵的血，有圣灵的运行，哦，还有异象啊，还有见证啊。
Spirit, the water, and the blood.
原文说没有血，原文的意思没有血，谁说有血，水里有血。
So they say the original language does not have this word, the blood. There's no blood.
现在跟你教你说洗礼的时候水里没有耶稣的血的，知道吗
？So now they are saying that in baptism there's not the blood of the Lord Jesus.
你说多严重的问题、啊、
？So how serious?
又是原文
？Such a question.
原文
such an issue.
原文说
，Again, it's the original language. You say.
我们就不用信真理了，我们信原文就好了。
We do not need to believe in the truth, just believe in the original language.
还有很多，我只拿出其中一点来讲而已。
There are many other examples. This is just one of it.
我为什么今天讲到这里
？So why do I say this today?
进入到第六印。
By the sixth seal,
我们讲真教会里面发生的事。
What is within the true church?
大地震。
The great earthquake.
还在睡梦啊，他还在睡梦，梦叉叉。
We have fallen asleep. We are blurred to what's happening.
魔鬼的工作动摇我们的基础，我们的根基不断的越来越稳，越来越强大，越来越强大，
but,
已经到领导层上面去了。
But the work of the devil
已经到上面的人在动摇我们。
Is shaking the true church, even to the higher positions, the leaders of the church, has been shaken.
我今天讲这些到底都要负责任了，一定会被人家泡到半死的，你相信吗
？Today, when I speak all this, I'll be definitely attacked by many people.
但是经得起考验的。
But I can withstand this test.
那基本上到第六是世界末日哦。
So by the sixth seal is the end of the world.
你看这里说的大地震有没有？那日头变黑，月亮变红有没有
？Talk about this great earthquake and the sun turning red.
你看第七印的时候。
Sorry, the moon turning red by the seventh seal.
到第七印的时候，启示录十七章。启示录十七章。
Revelation 17.
我们读十七节到十八节。
Verse 17 and verse 18.
请注意哦，这里是已经进入到第七印哦。
Here is the seventh seal.
但是你看这里发生什么
？So take note what happened here.
有一个大地震。
There is a great earthquake.
一二三，第七位天使把碗倒在空中，就有大声音从殿中的宝座上出来说：“成了。”又有闪电声音。雷轰，大地震，自从地上有人以来，没有这样大、这样厉害的地震的啦。第七印的时候呢，倒第七碗的时候呢，发生大地震，自从有人类以来，没有这样的地震。
By the seventh bowl in the seventh seal, there will be a great earthquake so mighty that has not been since man came upon the earth.
可是，在第六印就已经有大地震了。
By the sixth seal, we saw that there was a great earthquake.
跟这里讲的就是一样啊，什么天上什么变黑啊，太阳变血什么。
The description is the same as here. The sun turning black, the moon becoming a blood.
主耶稣也证实这个事情呢、啊。
Our Lord Jesus Christ testified to this.
请看一下主耶稣说的大地震。
The earthquake that Lord Jesus Christ mentioned.
请看马太福音书二十四章。
Gospel according to Matthew chapter 24.
我们先读二十四章二十一节。
Verse 21.
一二三
together,
因为那时必有大灾难，从世界的起头至到如今， 没有这样的灾难，请注意，没有这样的灾难，包括那个从来没有的大地震，自从有人类以来，没有这样的灾难，请注意。
So this great tribulation,
没有这样的，没有这样的。
This great tribulation account that has not occurred since the beginning of the world until now.
那后来也没有的。
And nor will there ever be.
那如果你是读第七节的灾难，那也有一个地震，那个是一般上的地震了。
So verse 7 talk about earthquake, general earthquakes.
看二十九节
，verse 29。
那一日呢？大地震的时候呢？灾难的日子一过去，日头变黑，月亮也不放光，众星要从天上坠落，跟启示录六印跟七印讲的一模一样。
So verse 29 description here is the same as the sixth seal and the seventh seal in Revelation.
那跟着那人子就显现在空中，耶稣就来了。
And the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, our Lord Jesus Christ has come again.
那简单说，到第六印其实就是世界末日了。
So by the sixth seal, simply put, is the end of the world.
第七印的灾难已经在第六印中已经出现了，已经。在第六就发生了。
The tribulations and the wars of the seventh seal is already happening by the seventh seal.
那要怎么解释第七印呢
？So how do you explain the seventh seal?
只能够解释那个是倒数时间。
We can say it's like a countdown.
到第六印的时候，七印虽然还没有来，但是它正在倒数，在第六印的时候就倒数十九八七六五四三倒数而已，倒数时间。
So by the sixth seal is a period of countdown.
就是主耶稣说的， yeah. 再没有时日，也不要再拖，再单延了，没有了。
这是 Lord Jesus Christ say no longer any delay.
这个是从启示的七印直到末日时段。
So this is to understand the last days of the seven seals of the Revelation.
结束前我要做一个惊人的宣告。
Before I conclude, I'd like to make this proclamation.
惊人的宣告什么呢
？What is this proclamation?
主耶稣不是快要来
，Our Lord Jesus Christ
不是快要来
，So Lord Jesus Christ is not coming soon，
而是已经到门口了
，But he's actually right at the door。
这是惊人的宣告
，This is a very frightening
proclamation。因为我们在讲道当中，我们看圣经耶稣快来了，耶稣快来，
Because、
快来就是还没有到喽。快来而已咯。
In our sermons, in our Bible, we always say Jesus is coming soon.
可是我们
soon means not yet.
我们进入里面去看的时候，才发现到不是快来，是已经到门口了
But when we look into it, we know that it's not soon, but he's really standing right at the door.
有没有圣经根据
？Do we have biblical?
当然有啦。
Of course we have.
没有传道怎么敢这样讲
？Otherwise, I would not dare to say this.
第一个例子。
First example.
从无花果树发芽长叶的时候。主耶稣说：“我已经到门口了。”
From the time the fig tree have leaves, Jesus said, "I am at the gate."
我不是快要来哦，我是已经到门口了哦。
He did not say I'm coming soon, but he says I'm at the door.
请看马太福音书二十四章。
Gospel according to Matthew chapter 24.
二十四章是在讲世界末日，知道吗
？Chapter 24 talks about the end of the world.
看三十二到三十三节。
Verse 32, verse 33.
讲了这个世界末日，耶稣说：“你们就可以用无花果树来学习。”来看这个时间时段。
So when talk about end of the world, Jesus said you can use the parable of the fig tree to understand the period of time.
当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。
When the branches is already tender and put forth leaves, you know the summer is near.
三十三节
，33.
这样你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了。正在门口了。
So you too, when you see all these things, recognize he is near, right at the door.
这三句话。
These three
phrases, 就知道夏天近了。
You know the summer is near.
夏天是那个果树哈发旺的时候。
Summer is a time where the fruit trees bear fruits.
那么呢，这个是预言圣工，圣灵要大大的工作。
A prophecy of the great works of the Holy Spirit.
因为他不工作不行了，因为主耶稣就来了。
Because the Holy Spirit has to work because our Lord Jesus Christ is near at the door.
这是重要的预言。
This is an important prophecy.
真教会一定会兴旺，会复兴。
The true church will prosper.
因为要大家圣洁了，才能够被带上去了，不然上不了的。
Because everyone needs to be holy before we can be brought
to heaven. 上不了，真教会上不了，那主耶稣的救赎工作算是失败，不是成功的。
If the true church cannot go up to heaven, then the salvation work of the Lord has failed.
主耶稣说：“你们就知道夏天近。”
But Lord says, "You know the summer is near."
因为树枝发嫩芽，重新有了生命，重新在他的生命在成长，
because
在不断的发旺成长。
The branches has already become tender and put forth leaves. He is bringing forth life.
第二句话
，second phrase.
第一句话是夏天近哦。
The first phrase is summer is near.
第二句话是该知道人子近了。
Second phrase is you must know recognize that the Son of Man is near.
越来越靠近哦。
He is nearer and nearer.
第三句话
，third phrase.
正在门口
，right at the door.
越来越快的有没有
？He's getting faster and faster.
而且主耶稣说，你们该知道，你们就知道，知道不是不知道，就在门口。
And the Lord Jesus Christ says you must know this.
好，再看雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5.
雅各书第五章。
Epistle of James chapter 5.
第九节。
Verse 9.
一二三。Let's read together. 弟兄们，你们不要彼此埋怨哦。为什么？免得受审判呐、啊。看呐、啊，审判的主站在门前了。这里不是说审判的主快来了。
He is not saying the judge is coming soon.
这里说审判的主已经站在门口门前了了，已经到门口了。
He says the judge is standing right at the door.
审判的主哦，不是拯救的主哦。
The Lord, the judge is not the Lord that saves.
那是世界末日的审判哦。
He talks about the this judgment of the end time.
已经在门口等着了。
It's right at the door waiting.
再看启示录三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
启示录三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
二十节
，verse twenty，
二十节，一二三
，read together。
看呐、啊，我站在门外叩门了。若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他哪里去？我与他，他与我一同作息。主耶稣不是快来，他已经站在我们的门口了。
Our Lord is not coming soon. He is standing right at the door.
而且在门口不断的敲门，叫我们开门给他，请他进来。
And he's really knocking on the door, asking us open the door to welcome him.
这些章节都一直讲在门口了，在门口了，我已经在门口了。
So this verse is telling us he's right at the door.
谁跟你讲非啊快要来啊
？Who tells you he's coming soon？
没错，以前是听说要快要来。
Yes, in the past we hear that he's coming soon.
但现在已经在门口。
But now he's right at the door.
那在门口为什么还没有世界末日
？Since he's right at the door, why is it not the end of the world yet?
我们再看另一个例子。
Let's look at another example.
在但以理书中，那个行诲坏可真的吼、哦、飞着来，有没有
？In Revelation, it talks about he who does the abomination is flying here.
但以理书九章。
Daniel chapter 9,
27节
verse 27.
那行毁坏可真的如飞而来，飞作来。
Chapter 9, verse 27. He who does the abomination will have wings coming towards us.
哦，那他来的时候呢，有愤怒倾倒到那行毁坏者的身上。他来的时候。
And when he comes,
神会对付那个行毁坏者了。
So God will deal with this who done abomination.
但这个行毁坏可真的飞过来，用飞的，用不是用走的哦。
He says on the wing of the abominations, he's flying here.
也不是用跑的哦。
He's not running here.
是用飞的。
He's flying here.
飞意思说很快很快。
Means it's very quick.
飞过来是吗
？Flying here.
但是你看耶稣怎么说
？So what did our Lord Jesus Christ say?
马太福音书二十四章。
Matthew 25:24.
二十四章耶稣说他不是飞过来，他根本已经到了。
Matthew 24, Jesus just said he's flying here, but he's already here.
二十四章，我们读十五节。
Verse 15.
一二三。
Let's read together.
你们看见先知但以理所说的，那行毁坏可真的站在圣地了喽。读这经的人，你需要会意，需要留心呐、啊。刚才我们看但以理书的预言，他只是飞过来，还没有到。
So just now in Daniel is only flying towards there, it's not yet there.
当主耶稣讲的时候，新约的时候，耶稣说那行毁坏的已经站在圣地，已经到了。
So by the time
不是 on the way, 已经到了。
By the time of Jesus, Jesus said that this abomination of desolation is already standing in the holy place, not coming but on the way. It's already there.
我们很喜欢 on the way, on the way. 什么叫 on the way? On the way 就还没有到咯。
On the way means not yet there.
所以读这个经的人，你要留意啊，不是 on the way 啊，已经到了啊。
So let we who are reading, who read this, understand this is standing.
那传道就要解释，既然已经到了，为什么没有世界末日的
？So I need to explain, since you're standing there, why is it not the end of the world yet?
原来就是差那一步了。
Just that one step more.
已经站在门口。
Really standing at the door.
如果耶稣再大一步，大一步就进入那个门里面了。
So
只那一步大出去一步而已，大进去一步而已。
If Jesus just take one more step, you enter into the door.
我们中文说的临门一脚，就差那一步。
Just one step away.
耶稣就在站在那边。
And Jesus is standing there.
他就在决定现在要不要打进去。
He's deciding.
还是在等。
Whether now is the time to take the step or wait for the
就差那一刹那的要不要进去而已，还是继续在等。
So just that short period of time, whether to decide to go in or just wait.
不是快要来
，It's not coming soon.
已经到
，By respect
到了，但是还差那一步，他没有打进来。
Standing there, but just one more step, he has not come in.
只是脚抬起来，这样进去而已。
He's lifting his leg up to take the step. How much time is needed for that?
所以主耶稣启示,
so our Lord has revealed. There's no longer any delay.
我也不再单言, 不再拖延,
there's no longer any time.
因为都已经到门口,
I'm standing right at the door. Why delay?
所以大家要醒过来,
so it's time for us to be awakened.
不是耶稣快来,
it's not our Lord is coming soon. In the past, you always say,
现在明白了,
now we understand he's right at the door. Silent prayer.